Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Bring in super friend of the show, Andrew Siciliano from DirecTV's Red Zone channel and, of course, the NFL Network. Hello, Andrew. How are you today?
Sir, good morning, guys.
How are you 2 days past the unfortunate game?
World didn't end. I'm fine. Game sucked. Yesterday was rough, but that was, you know, more a result of the eating and drinking during the game. But yeah, you know, the sun will eventually come up. I believe today it'll be roughly 75 degrees. I'll be okay.
I don't know. Today's my first day back on the air. Jeff was on yesterday. Dan's first day back. I'm still kind of feeling the after effects, and you know there's so many positives.
I'm feeling it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more interested to hear what Andrew Siciliano drinks during the game right now than breaking this thing down. But oh man,
I've been drinking. It's a local brewery, Strand 24th Street Pale Ale. A lot of those. Yep.
Gotcha. All right, but it is nice for you to watch those games as a fan, though, isn't it? I mean, that's not
fantastic.
That's not normally your gig.
It was great. And look, guys, they had a chance. I mean, once again, when we came into week 17 and everyone was doom and gloom, and I said, or week 16 for that matter, when people were doom and gloom, and I said, if I had given you the chance to empty your wallet in July and say you have a chance to get it in the playoffs, beat the Steelers week 17, everyone would have signed up. And I would have, and I'll double down on that and say, if I gave you the chance to empty your wallet in July and say you can be within 5 points of the Chiefs on the road in the divisional round of the fourth quarter, everyone would have done the same. They had a very, very good season. They you know, kind of hit control alt delete and reset everything, and they're moving in the right direction. And yes, they coulda, shoulda won the game. It didn't happen. One of the biggest reasons was this team doesn't have enough defensive parts, I think. Let's look big picture. To be a championship team. They just don't right now. Now, who cares in the moment? They almost won. And they should have won. But they didn't. So you focus on how to make the team better, and you move towards next year. There is only... so corny, but there is only one team that ends the season with a victory. I know it's corny. There are 31 other teams that are disappointed. And, you know, it's a lot better, though, to be one of the final eight than to be one that never makes it to January.
Andrew, if you're Kevin Stefanski in the days, weeks, months ahead, and you're looking back at this game, is there one thing you would have done differently?
Yeah, I would have gone for it on 4th and 9.
Okay.
Would have gone for it on 4th. I would have never punted. I don't mind the Tyreek Hill challenge. The reason – now, it was a bad challenge because they didn't have a clear angle. And I thought it hit the ground on the live view. The Chiefs, to their credit, rushed to the line to get the next playoff. I'm fairly certain – I'm about to go through the tunnel, guys. I'm fairly certain that they never got a view of it upstairs when they told Stefanski to challenge it, because in real time, it looked as if that ball hit the ground. And I was yelling, challenge, 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 and they did. And if that had been one of those where the Chiefs huddled and took the full 35 seconds, they would have never thrown the challenge flag. But the Chiefs forced their hand, to their credit.
All right, so let's break down some of the, like, Jeff and I keep talking about, and it's just game specific stuff, that, you know, you only got three possessions in the first half, and they didn't utilize the run. And I mean, just even look at the stats, and I just don't know what the advantage was to try to throw the ball over run the ball, knowing that you are a good running team, maybe perhaps the best two back tandem in the game against a team that just can't stop the run throughout every game but this game, you know?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs, once again, have to get some credit here for stopping the runs early. They did. Now, can you argue gave up on it? They made plays in the passing game in the first half, and we could replay the Sorensen and Higgins thing again if you want to. But they're in position there to score, get the ball back. You know, that game's going to be 16-10, getting the ball back to start the third. So my bigger issue is they had trouble, you know, they had trouble getting the Chiefs off the field. Goes back to the defense. You couldn't get the Chiefs off the field. The reason you only have three possessions, it's twofold. It's not, oh, well, they ran the ball. They didn't run the ball enough, and therefore they're giving the ball up. No, they couldn't get the ball back. They couldn't get stops to get more than three possessions.
You're Andrew Berry. You're looking at this team, and you're looking at the defense, and Andrew, I agree with you completely about that. You've got to get some guys there. Are you comfortable with what you have coming back and banking on any of that? Or are you thinking, all right, I can't count on Grant Delpit, I can't count on Greedy Williams, I can't count on Andrew Billings, I need to just – or do you think you already have things in place? I'm not sure.
I forgot about Andrew Billings. Wow. Those are three key pieces if they're all back and the guys you thought they were a year ago. You know, I don't know what the internal evaluation is on Greedy Williams. Obviously, he had some issues as a rookie. You would hope his second year. I mean, he certainly showed promising signs as well. It's not like you're ready to get rid of the guy or anything like that. But if you thought Greedy Williams was showing enough in training camp that you're comfortable with him, and the same goes for Grant Delpit. Well, you're a young man tearing an Achilles. You're not Kobe Bryant, you know, in your mid-30s tearing an Achilles. So you hope that he comes back with the same level of athleticism that he had that made him a second-round pick, and if he had come out a year earlier, potentially a first-round pick. So only they can evaluate what they've seen up close on those guys. Andrew Billings would have helped a lot in the middle of that defensive line with their run defense, certainly. But they need, look, whether it's linebacker, corner, long-term answers at safety other than – Delpit and Harrison, I think, are your long-term answers. Ronnie Harrison, to Andrew Berry's credit, was a find. That was a steal. I texted somebody in Jacksonville after that trade was done, why are you getting rid of him, and just got shoulder shrugs back. So, you know, those are pieces, but you need more pieces, and you're going to have to figure out what to do at the other end opposite Miles there. Olivier Vernon's older and also coming off an end-of-season Achilles, so I don't think you can bank on him being ready. You need a long-term answer at the other defensive end spot.
What do you do with Odell?
You know, there's one theory out there that watching this team's success, not that he needs an attitude adjustment, that's not what I'm suggesting, please don't misunderstand me, but that you know, the team is that much better when he sees how it worked once the offense really got cranked in the second half of the season and he fits seamlessly right back into things. I don't know. I think if someone calls, you listen, but I don't know that you solicit offers. Look, if someone, let's not kid ourselves. If someone called them up and said, here's a one, would you take it? Let me ask you that.
Yes. No, I would, yeah. I'd take a one, though. Yep.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone's going to do that, though. You have an asset who is still very much an asset but doesn't have the same value because of his injury. He's coming off an ACL. That's just a fact. I hate to talk to people talk about people like they're commodities, but it's just a fact of the business. I think you welcome Odell back. You do so with open arms, and you hope that he makes your team better next year. I think that is the most reasonable and logical way forward, unless you've just decided that you think you operate better without him. Regardless, the team needs another weapon outside, whether it's Odell, who they have in-house, or a younger player. They do need a downfield, consistent downfield threat, because that guy, Donovan Peoples-Jones, shows promise. If you think he's the guy, then so be it. But you do need a consistent downfield threat to keep defenses honest. That's just the way it works.
You know, Andrew, I agree with you on everything you just said about the wide receiver spot, starting with Odell and bring him back. But I've had this thought in the back of my head. If you were Andrew Berry, would you think about, and then the name I keep going to is Kenny Golladay from the Lions, who's a free agent. Would you think about a guy like Kenny Golladay and think, all right, we're going to swap out Odell here and bring somebody else in? I would think you'd try and make Odell work. And if that didn't happen, I would go free agency maybe rather than a rookie guy.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Golladay is a darn good receiver. He's not a pure burner, but he certainly gets downfield, and he is a physical dude. I mean, he is a contested ball, go up and get it kind of guy. He's a heck of a player. Free agent wide receivers aren't cheap, though. So, you know, they have the room.
Stay tuned, in other words.
All right, so as far as Baker Mayfield is concerned, long term here, What's your feeling on that? You obviously pick up the option. He clearly earned the option. I actually think he's ready for the extension now too. But what are your thoughts? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Whenever we talked about this during the season, I always said the same thing: pump your brakes, wait till the end of the year. And I think he's earned it. He's earned everything. I don't think there's any other answer. I think he has proven that he is the guy that you thought he was going to be. Sign him up. Now, what that deal looks like, I mean, you pay quarterbacks in this league. You pay a premium. It's just the way it is. It's the cost of doing business. I think he earned it. I turned on I woke up this morning. I slipped on, Get Up? That's the name of the show? ESPN. Right. And they were trying to make sense of, Stefanski's question yesterday about is he the franchise guy? And one of the analysts was, I can't believe he didn't say he's the franchise guy. And I felt like that's a totally no context analysis and haven't been listening. I just want people in the car who want to overreact, hopefully they don't, to what Stefanski said yesterday. He has been the same guy in every press conference every single day the entire season. And if you think he's going to make some grand, sweeping, hyperbolic statement about any player on the roster, any decision,
we lose at all.
Yeah, forget about it, right? I hope you guys haven't had that conversation yet. But, yeah, I re-sign him. He's the guy. And if you don't think he's the guy, then who else are you going to go get? You know, I will say this, though. That was my way of saying, be careful what you ask for. If there's like that small percentage of the fan base that says he's not the guy, which you're totally wrong, by the way. It's very easy to say, get rid of this coach, this quarterback, but who are you going to replace him with? I will say this, it will be, and this is not Baker related, a crazy quarterback offseason. Crazy. Whether it's Deshaun Watson or Matthew Stafford or Matt Ryan or Cam Newton or Drew Brees retiring or... you name it. I would say almost half the league has the possibility for quarterback volatility, and it's going to be a crazy game of musical chairs.
And now,
so
Chad,
who's the starting quarterback in New Orleans next year?
Who knows who's the starting quarterback in New Orleans? I mean, you want to go team by team? We don't have time. But I mean, there are here. The game is, how many teams can you say with certainty have their quarterback for next year on the roster and starting? The Browns are one of them. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
They are one of them. Okay, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson. Those are the guys that, hey, they have their quarterback, right? the three teams in the AFC North not named the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? They have their guy. There are most teams. Do the math. It might almost be 50-50.
Andrew, we look forward to talking to you in the near future, and we always appreciate talking to you. It's been great analysis throughout the season, and we still got a couple more weeks here, so I'm looking forward to continuing talking to you. Thanks, Andrew.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, bud.
This expert segment brought to you by Burrs Heating and Cooling. Call the experts at Burrs Heating and Cooling or visit BurrsHVAC.com. That's Burrs, B-U-R-R-S, H-V-A-C.com. And, of course, Andrew is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.